Hey, good morning. So over the course of this retreat so far, we've been exploring a range of different meditation techniques. And mostly these have involved directing our attention to a particular aspect of our experience, such as the breath or sensations or sounds. And we call this the primary object, or anchor of our awareness. So with this approach, we choose a primary object, say the breath, and we use it as a reference point to notice whenever the mind moves away. And then when we do notice that movement away, we gently bring the attention back to whatever that primary object is. And there are a few benefits from this method of practice. One is that by having an anchor, it's easier to recognize when we've got lost because we have that reference point of the primary object. And that repeated returning back to just one aspect of experience, such as the breath, helps to deepen samadhi, stability, unification of mind. And over time, the mind gets used to coming back to the anchor. And it naturally starts to stay there for longer and longer periods of time. So sometimes people use the metaphor of training a puppy. So if we have a young puppy, we sit it down on a piece of newspaper, or probably these days more likely to be a deluxe doggy bed, and we tell it to stay. And of course within seconds it jumps up, it bounds around, we tell it firmly and kindly, stay each time it moves away. And eventually the puppy understands what we're asking it to do. And then it obediently stays sitting in that one place for as long as we want it to. Although of course in this analogy that process is likely to have been helped by doggy treats, the reward of dog snacks. And in terms of our meditation, the reward of staying is the pleasantness of being present. So that's why I keep inviting us to just notice that subtle, refined pleasantness that comes when we are present and not distracted. Because that pleasantness can give rise to contentment, to happiness, to joy, and at times bliss of samadhi. So samadhi comes from just returning to the simplicity of one aspect of experience and letting the attention rest there. So you might remember back in the beginning of the retreat, I gave the analogy of the surfer. So when we're using the breath as an anchor, this is like the surfer just resting on her board while she's waiting for the right wave. She's relaxed, she's just knowing the rise and fall of the swell. But then once the mind is more established in samadhi and it's less easily distracted, we can change to a different mode of meditation practice known as choiceless attention. And with this approach, we let go of the anchor or the primary object. And instead, we just allow the attention to connect with whatever calls it. Or to use the technical language, to connect with whatever is predominant. So we simply settle back and receive the flow of experiences, knowing from moment to moment, a sound, a breath, a physical sensation, some kind of thinking, another sensation, perhaps an emotion, and so on. So whatever becomes predominant in our experience, we just know that. For as long as that experience is predominant, until a different experience naturally calls the attention. So again, referring back to the analogy of the surfer, this is like when she has caught a wave, and at this point her attention is very refined and tuned in, noticing all the details of her experience, and her attention is naturally moving from the sensations of her body balancing on the board, to the rush of the air against her skin, the sight of the water at the tip of the wave, perhaps the sound of other surfers calling out to her. So her attention is continually moving, but she's not in any way distracted. When we're meditating, though, there will, of course, be times when we recognize that that relative spaciousness of this approach to practice has turned from spaciousness to spaciness, spacing out, the mind just wandering all over the place. And this is because we've lost the stable base of samadhi. So we need to re-establish that by coming back to the relative discipline of using the primary object or anchor, the breath, sensation, sound. So we reconnect with that primary object, we stay for it as long as we need to develop some steadiness of mind. And then again, when we have that steadiness, we can let go of that anchor and just let the attention naturally connect with whatever becomes predominant. So that's what we're going to be experimenting with in this next meditation session.